arise from that place where you see yourself as a nobody. You see yourself that you can't do anything that is great. You see yourself, you can't even go to school. You can't even finish college because no one in your father's house finished college. Maratadabaratesh. Leketerina katara bihanto. Lekebi hatatalatata. Lakatoparada zeketele korodosha. Today, that small-mindedness is broken. That spirit of small-mindedness, that spirit that you can't become a great woman of God, you can't become a great child of God, you can't become a great man of God. You are called beyond the borders of villages. You are called to go to nations. You are called to go to Europe. You are called to go to Africa. You are called to take the gospel of Christ in Arabia. You are called to reach to India, to reach to Pakistan, to reach to South America, to reach to Europe with the power, the gospel of God that will come with power and signs and wonders and miracles. Rasha, Ragadesh, Ragadebarash, Lekatuasha Barasha, Retuash, Legeduash, Legedemash, Ratuashapesh, Ayaka Deleketo Radash, Lagedemenekash, Lagadeshia, Ratuash, Legedemesh, Lagademesh, for he make his ministers to become flames of fire. From today, you will become a flame of fire. 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 Your prophecy will carry fire. Your teachings will carry fire. Your worship will carry fire. Ah, Shaga Dagalaganash, Lekete Ragadish, Laganemanto, Sopa Maratia, Ragadila Garaganato, Eshanaga, Rosha, Ragadino Pash, Lagadino Hopash, Lagadino Hopash, Lagadino Pash. In the name of Jesus. Anamashia, Helanamo Shatarabashia, Hejana Maratia, Lepeteni Mahantoroboshaya. There are foundations that the Lord is dealing with one by one in the name of Jesus. There are foundations, there are limitations that the blessing is greater. The blessing is greater than a curse. The blessing is greater. Hallelujah. 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 The blessing is greater. He's greater. Hallelujah. Will bless you and make your name greater so that you will be a blessing. Maybe you have never been a blessing, but from today you are going to be a blessing. Probably you have been causing your parents to cry a lot. Your parents always worry about you because when they look at your life, when they look at the activities you are doing, when they look at the kind of friends you are working with, when they look at the kind of lifestyle you are living, you are living a lifestyle that is bringing tears unto men. But from today, by the grace and by the virtues of God, from today, by the light, by the authority of the Holy Scripture, your life will be a blessing. You must become a blessing unto thy children. You will become a blessing unto nations of the earth. You will become a blessing to your generation. You will become a blessing to your marriage, to your husband, to your wife. You will be a blessing. You will not bring sorrow to them. You will not bring sorrow to your parents. You will be a blessing unto your enemies. You will be a blessing unto your generation. You will be a blessing unto your parents. You will be a blessing. Yes. Opayateja Janamato, Opayateja Jaganato. yote opayateje jagonotali etomanani akobaratoni akabayatia rabaneta rabaneta zeki agono motaradesh. Do you know a lot of you all the time, you are the one begging, you are the one seeking, you are the one always milking people. Ha, 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 ha. Today your mindset is being transformed. Today there is an oil that is going to rub on your forehead. There is something that is dropping upon your life that will make you to be a blessing. Oh! Radine nene kosh agana kontonali etonono montani ayaka talaki akoto manate lekete lekete shetenenani atana maratea ropa papapapa ratea regeneno pabayante. Your life will not be cut short. You must be a blessing. Your sermons will be a blessing. The songs that God will give you will be a blessing to nations. Nations will feed on them. The messages that God will give you, people will eat them and they will feel full. They will drink. They will drink on your messages. They will drink on the teachings that God has given you. For out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of thy belly shall flow rivers that will feed the thirsty generation, that will feed the hungry generation, that are seeking for the presence of God, that are seeking for the anointing of God, that are seeking for the blessings of God. That out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Oh, out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Oh, out, out my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Oh, out, out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Oh, out, out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Oh, out of my belly, belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Oh, out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Can we hear? Hallelujah. I want us to go to the book of Genesis 14. Genesis 14, verse 17. Genesis 14, verse 17. After his return from the defeat of the Chidalom and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says that Melchizedek, king of Salem, which is known as the king of peace, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High. Today I'm going to bring out bread and wine as the priest of RTD Church International, as the senior pastor of this assembly, as the senior pastor of this ministry. I want to bring out bread and wine for you. Praise be to God. And wherever you are, wherever you are connected, and you want to be part of these blessings that I'm talking about today, you want to be grafted to this Abrahamic blessing. You have to be grafted from the wrong foundation, from rotten foundation, and be connected with the family that is working, and be connected with the family of great men and women of God. I want to prepare this bread and wine before you today in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you are in your home, begin to prepare something like a liquid and a bread, whether it is mandazi, whether it is mkate, whatever it is. I want you to prepare a drink with a snack, and we are going to take Holy Communion today prophetically. Praise be to Jesus, that today will become but day, that the Lord will confirm that word that is spoke in the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. Because he's sending a man to confirm the prophetic word that he has spoken concerning your life, that you will not die young, you will not become a nobody, you will become a great nation, you will become a multitude of people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will be blessed, and you shall be blessing in the name of Jesus. From today, men will not cry because of you, women will not cry before because of you. You will be a blessing, you will be a channel of blessing, you will be a source of the overflow, that through you many people will be blessed, through you nations will be blessed, through you different races will be blessed, through you generations will be blessed, because of your walk with God, because of your stand with God. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, praise be to Jesus. The Bible says, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Pastor Lenny by God Most High. I want you to put your name there in the name of Jesus. Blessed be Pastor Lenny with them by God Most High, the possessor of heaven and the earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. Today, by the mercies of God, the enemies of your soul have been delivered to your hand. The enemies of your destiny have been delivered to your hand. The enemies that didn't want you to settle have been delivered to your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power, every generational chasm, any spirit of wickedness that doesn't want people to prosper in your home, in your village, in your city, enemies of our cities, enemies of our nation, enemies of our churches have been delivered in our hands by the power that is upon the blood of Jesus, by the power of the resurrected Christ, by the power in the Holy Communion. Any curse is broken, any kindred curse is broken. Lekato parade, epabayata Rotaya, by the authority of the communion that we are about to partake today, by the authority of this bread and wine, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, by the authority of the invisible word of God, incredible word of God, today the enemies of our lives have been delivered. The enemies that doesn't want us to grow have been delivered. Any human principalities that doesn't want us to prosper have been delivered in our hands. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from today, any spirit of hindrance that have been speaking in your ears that you can't become what God wanted to become has been delivered in your hands. Anything that has been, you know, sometimes we live, but there's a lot of powers that wage against our destiny. You wonder why your manager wanted to promote you, then the next day they change their mind. You wonder why that door was open, but the next time you wonder what has happened, because they are always invisible enemies. They are always enemies. But today, by the power of the wine and the bread, we locate every enemy that says that we will not prosper. We locate any negative word that says that men will not favor us. We locate any negative thing, any enemy, any word, any devil, any darkness. We bring them at our feet. We deliver them at our feet by the power of the bread and the wine, by the power in the blood of Jesus. That Father Jehovah Adonai, the God of heaven and the earth, the one that is true, the one that is yes and amen, the one whose word is yes and amen. And Father, today, by the authority of your word, as I deliver thy word, as I serve the bread and the wine, I decree that thy people are blessed. I decree that their lineages are blessed. I decree that their careers are blessed. I decree they will prosper. I decree they will become a great tongue. They will become a great multitude of people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that this ministry will flourish in this nation. We will plant many churches in this city for the glory of God. That any hindrance now is removed. Any power that have been fighting against our destiny and against our prosperity, today the blood of Jesus is dealing with those powers. The blood of Jesus is dealing with those spirits that doesn't want us to become what God wants us to become. Today, by the virtue, today, by the blood of the lamp, today, by the bread, by the light of the word of the living God, the Lord Almighty, Jehovah Gabor, the one who is seated on the throne, the great I am, is dealing with those invisible powers, is dealing with those demonic entities, is dealing with those demonic entities, those spirit husbands, those spirit wives that doesn't want to be married. Today, by the authority, today, by the authority in the blood, I command them to lose you. The blood of the covenant nullify any other covenant they had with your life, they had with your parents. Today, the blood of Jesus set you free. The blood of Jesus. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Here, here, here. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. And the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give me the persons, but take the goods for yourself. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted my hand to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and the earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal strap of anything that is yours, lest you will say, I have made Abraham rich. It is the Lord that maketh men rich. But it takes your covenant relationship with your priest for you to be rich. It is the Lord that maketh men rich. But it takes a covenant relationship with your priest that will make you rich. Hallelujah. Abraham said, I will not take anything that belongs to God, because tithe belongs to God and it is meant to be given to your priest. It's meant to be given to your pastor. It's meant to be given to that place that is your sole place of worship, your sole place, that place that you are served the bread and the wine. Hallelujah. That place that is pleading the blood of Jesus on your behalf. That place that is feeding you with the knowledge of God, with the word of God. You are supposed to sow and commit yourself with that altar, with the prosperity of that altar. And you will see the God of the heaven and earth, the God of the covenant, will make you great. I want us to rise up in our feet as we prepare ourselves to pray. Also, if you have your tithes, your offering, the means of giving will be posted. Praise be to God. If God put in your heart to give, I will not stop anyone. If this altar is a blessing to you, be faithful to God. We don't force people to give. Hallelujah. You give because you want to be part of what God is doing, because you love God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. King of Salem did not tell Abraham to give. Hallelujah. But Abraham is the one that brought us the message of tithe. Praise be to God. And we shall prosper as we obey the word of God. Our destinies and our life will never be the same. Hallelujah. I hope you have prepared your bread, you have prepared your drink, and I want you to lift it before the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I present this drink before you. I present this bread before you, Jehovah God. Even as I prepare it to serve your children, let it be sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Let it be consecrated for your holy purpose, O God. Release your divine authority. Let the blood of Jesus, let the body of Christ connect us today with the Abrahamic blessing, that Father, we shall become a great nation. We shall become a blessed people, and we shall become great. Our name shall be great. Our ministry will be known. Put a weight in our name from today. Put a weight in our name, mighty Father, as we partake of the covenant of the blood of Jesus, as we partake on the authority that comes from the cross. Let the power of resurrection come upon this bread, come upon this wine, come upon this drink. Let it be consecrated with authority from heaven, with the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Even those that are connecting theirs by faith, let their bread be blessed. Let their drink be blessed. Let it be sanctified with the blood of Jesus, that we are connected as the body of Christ in one accord, in one mind, in one spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and partake of the bread and the wine. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to Jesus. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for
for me. I know it was the blood. Oh yes, I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me.
The Bible says that Jesus took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it and he told them, eat this in remembrance of me. Praise be to God. Let's eat the bread together in the name of Jesus. And he lifted up the cup, he blessed it, he gave thanks unto the Lord, and he said, drink, this is my blood, drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink the blood together.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna say,
come here. Hold my shoulder. We are going to bless people. Hold my shoulder.
I wanna say thank you, Jesus. I wanna say thank you, Lord, for the blood.
We want to decree the blessings of God upon this month, that our Father who art in heaven, thank you for bringing us this far. Thank you for your grace upon our lives. Thank you for calling us, oh God. Even in our youth, you called us. You called us to serve you. You called us to build a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You called us to raise men for yourself. And Lord, we stand as the priest of this altar and we release divine blessings upon your people. We pray that crooked foundations be made straight. We pray that their homes and their family be blessed. We pray that their businesses be blessed. We pray that they will become great in the land. We pray that their seed will become great. Their name will become great. That doors of nations are opening. In the name of Jesus, they will not die before their time. They will fulfill their destiny. The hand of God will be gracious towards them. That you, the Lord of Israel, you will lift up their countenance towards them. You will be gracious towards them. You will keep them from any harm. Any harm will not visit our tent, because we are a blessed people, oh God. That those that honor us will be honored, and those that attempt to cast us will be cast. For no man will come against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our ways and the ways of your children are open now. In the name of Jesus, those that have been shut are open now. In the mighty name of Jesus, destinies that have been blocked are open now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we unlock their destiny. We unlock their giftings. Let them begin to manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, every gifting that you want to prosper upon this house, let them now be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that thy grace be sufficient for your people. May you put a mark on them, that the devil will not harm them. The devil will not see them. The eyes of unreasonable men will not see our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will find favor with people. We will find favor with God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are blessed, and we are blessed indeed. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. May the Lord of Israel bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you and keep you in his perfect peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe.